Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on radio. Good to be with you. Remember to catch me on CBS 46 News, 6 o'clock, weekdays, MSNBC, Sunday mornings, 6 to 7 a.m. You will find me there. And right here on WAOK, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This month is Fibroid Awareness Month in Georgia. My good friend, no stranger to WAOK and V103, and no stranger to the community at large, Dr. John Lipman, founder and medical director of the Atlanta Fibroid Center. Doc, how are you, man?
Oh, great. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you so much because not only are you an expert and more than proficient at what you do, you are a true believer. And that exudes in what you do at your medical practice and outside of your medical practice. And I have it's kind of an inside joke, man, but Dr. Lipman is everywhere in Metro Atlanta. You and your wife. How do you make the time, man, running a medical practice, a premier medical practice, and then make all the live events?
The same way you're going to get your second doctorate.
Yeah. I'm talking, right.
You know, right. I mean, it's what you believe in. You know, it's what needs to happen. I mean, when I spoke at Tuskegee, I met two women less than 30 years of age, had already had a hysterectomy for these benign fibroids that we see every day in the office. And it's just crushing. And I don't want to see that anymore. I don't want, you know, women to undergo this unnecessary surgery for benign disease, and it happens every single day. And that's one of the reasons why it keeps us going. We want to educate everybody, even though we've been doing this a long time, almost 25 years now.
You were the first person that made it plain to me about black women being overprescribed surgery.
Yes.
For something that does not need a surgical solution.
Correct.
Why are black women being told they got to have surgery?
Well, primarily because the people that are the gatekeepers of women's health are gynecologists, and gynecologists are surgeons. That's their training. And so when there's a problem that medicines don't fix, they're trained surgeons, so they're just going to operate. And I'm an interventional radiologist, which is a different medical specialist. Our training is using image guidance all over the body, in this case, for fibroids in the uterus. But we can do a procedure called UFE, uterine fibroid embolization, that is completely non-surgical and outpatient. Patients come into our center, takes me 30 to 45 minutes. There's a brief recovery, and they go home the same day with a Band-Aid. So they get the relief of symptoms. They avoid the risks and long recovery of an operation. But most importantly, they get to keep all their parts, because losing your uterus is no trivial matter. Doctors will treat it like, oh, it's just like having your tooth pulled or taking out an appendix. It's not. The uterus has very important functions for women. In fact, we're doing a social media campaign called Don't Lose Your You. So if you follow us on Instagram every day, and in fact, you were on recently.
Thank you for that honor. I went back and saw that. You're honoring people this month who have been advocates for women's health.
And yes.
Man, I was so honored to be. I think I was your first honoree.
Yes, you and the mayor,
yeah.
Representative Scott. There's been a number of very prominent Atlantans, all of whom are very passionate about the, you know, health equity and women's health, and have been supportive of us and the Don't Lose Your You campaign, because we don't want to see anybody unnecessarily lose their uterus over benign fibroids. It doesn't have to be if you know about UFE. That's the thing. You got to know about it. It's almost like this secret, and it shouldn't be a secret.
What happens when a woman loses her uterus?
Well, it changes a lot of women. It can change them psychologically. In fact, the don't lose your you, meaning uterus, is also meaning don't lose your Y-O-U, what makes you a woman, your womb, your essence. And so it's just unnecessary. So it changes a lot of women psychologically. They suffer like a man being castrated, feeling less of a woman.
Wow.
There's a lot of sexual dysfunction after hysterectomy, and people don't like to talk about it because, you know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
We know there's a lot of bone loss after hysterectomy, and now there's good evidence to suggest that it has cardiovascular effects, increase high blood pressure, increase chance of heart attack or stroke. So the bottom line is it doesn't need to be done at all.
Wow.
You can go home with a Band-Aid.
I know this because someone who actually works for me was treated by you. And this was such an ironic coincidence. I met you after this. And I remember the day she went in for the procedure. Mm-hmm. She was out the same day,
yep.
Right? And when I told her that I had you booked on my show, she said, oh, my God, Rashad, that dude is the truth. That's my doctor that helped me with my fibroid issue. And she was so elated that she found you. Man, she talked about you the whole week as if she was excited to go into this procedure. But when you realize what her alternative was, you can see why she was excited to find you.
Absolutely. And you talk to these women, and I see them every single day, and they almost are surprised how much I know about what they're going through.
Yeah.
Because these heavy, heavy periods, they're often anemic, they're weak, they're tired. It affects everything they do. It affects if they can go out, they can work. Sometimes they miss work 2 or 3 days a month. They miss social events. It's an embarrassing thing. They have to know where every bathroom is. They have to have a change of clothes. It's just their whole life is wrapped around their menstrual, and it doesn't have to be if they can get UFE.
We got more on the other side. If you have a question for Dr. John Lipman, you can call us at 404-892-2703. Very busy guy, but he believes in this, okay? Call us at 404-892-2703. Doc, before we go to break, if there's a woman listening, or maybe a husband or a son, or somebody listening, and you know that you could benefit, or your wife or your mother could benefit from Dr. Lipman services, how can they contact you?
Well, the easy way is to call my office at 770-953-2600, or they can book an appointment even online at our website. There's lots of information about fibroids and the UFE procedure at our website, which is atlii.com, atlii.com.
Got it, atlii.com, atlii.com. And the number is 770-953-2600, 770-953-2600. We got more on the other side. I got Dr. Lipman, News of Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. It is Fibroid Awareness Month in Georgia. Dr. John Lipman is with me, founder and medical director of the Atlanta Fibroid Center. Something very special just happened, where now this thing is national. Talk to us about that.
Georgia has been in July, Fibroid Awareness Month in Georgia. But yesterday, our representative and good friend David Scott, through House Resolution 488, made that a national thing. So we're just thrilled about that. And just the more awareness and the more conversation we can have, the better this is going to be.
Absolutely. Okay, you got some calls. Let's go to the calls, and then we will talk about, before you leave, your connection to the SCLC National Conference, which is coming up this week. We have Sheila, who has been waiting diligently. Sheila, good day.
Hey, how you doing, Rashad? I wanted to speak I'm doing well, too. Few exceptions. I wanted to speak to the doctor about something a little bit unrelated but related.
Okay.
I wanted to ask the doctor directly if he had any information or colleagues who can do alternatives to colonoscopy. It's another area
right.
where I feel unneeded colonoscopies are being done. I heard there are other options. I'll give you an example.
Yes,
I've had two, and I'm not even 46.
Well, it's first of all, it's important for people to get screened for, this is not my specific area of expertise, but colon cancer, if you are just a regular person, certainly By 45, it's recommended if you're African-American and have no family history, by 45, you should have a screening colonoscopy or the equivalent. And there is another test. It's a virtual colonoscopy. It's a radiology procedure that can substitute. And there have been a number of comparative studies looking at a virtual colonoscopy versus regular. But the important thing is to get screened. That's very important. So I'm glad that you're looking into it.
Yeah, I guess the reason I asked it was because I don't want to undergo the procedure anymore until at least 10 more years. Two times before 46 is kind of ridiculous. And I think they just want to do the surgery. So I wanted to know that name again of the alternative surgery.
Yeah, virtual colonoscopy. It's a radiology procedure. You have to have a specific... There are these very good CAT scanners. They're called helical CT scanners that have the capability to three-dimensionally show you the colon, and it's like you're virtually inside, just like the scope. So it's a way to do a colonoscopy without actually putting an instrument inside of somebody, and which a lot of people find uncomfortable or, for whatever reason, don't want that. If they do find something, then the only way currently to do something about it is to do the regular colonoscopy. And that's where gastroenterologists will say, well, we're going to be in there anyway. If we find it, we can take it out.
They want to do them. I'm looking at a third one. No, can't do it.
But if it's normal on the virtual, you may be able to avoid the colonoscopy. But again, that's... this is kind of out of my field, but trying to be helpful.
Yeah, I understand, but what's the false positive on how high is the probability I might get a false positive?
Well, it's not very high, but there are some things, depending on how clean your colon is, you can get some very small fragments of stool that'll mimic a polyp, and so that is a false positive. But
In the virtual?
In either.
Okay. Okay. Well, you've answered my question.
Oh, good.
Well. Oh, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Wow. Uh-huh. I just got to say, Doc, that was just too much damn information for me. I'm just saying. I know this is what you do, Doc, but I'm sitting back like, whoa. And you used a lot of words that I just have no idea what it means. Obviously, she did. She's going through this process. But you find yourself in this position a lot, right?
I do.
Education.
Particularly when people find out that I do... medicine first, but then in women's health, it's kind of like the bartender. They'll just start telling me stuff.
That's right. That's right. We have another question for you. Warren. Warren, good day. Welcome.
How you doing, Rashad? I wanted to ask the doctor, because my wife is scheduled to have this procedure done in September, and what she was told by the doctor, that her fibroid was so large that they recommend that she get a hysterectomy.
Nope.
Yeah, my wife's 49 years old.
Get another opinion.
Man, go to Dr. Lipman. Have your wife go to Dr. Lipman for a second opinion.
We see second opinions all the time, and I got to tell you that I hear this all the time. Patients will say, well, my doctor told me my fibroids were too big, or I had too many, or they were in certain locations. I'm telling you, almost 100% of patients that were told they needed a hysterectomy for fibroids are a candidate for UFE and don't need hysterectomy at all. It's almost 100%, so very high percentage. So I would urge you to get a second opinion, because likely there won't be any need for surgery.
And Warren, I say that, I echo what Dr. Lipman is saying, because the employee who works for me, she still works for me, she received the same diagnosis initially, that she would have to get surgery. She is now fibroid free without a surgical procedure because she was able to find Dr. Lipman, okay?
Well, the other question I have, my wife is like adamant. She said, I don't want, have a period anymore. And I'm just like, are you sure, is that the right thing to do? And she's just thinking about, she's just tired of, the heavy periods.
Right. Oh, it's understandable. When women are undergoing very heavy periods, it's miserable, and it affects them not only physically, being tired and weak, but also emotionally and mentally. It's just after month after month of being tired and weak and fatigued and having to, you know where all these, where the bathrooms are and extra clothing. It's just, it wears on you. And I get it. But if your period was light and manageable, you know, it may be a different matter. She may, you know, because losing one's uterus has consequences. So hopefully, you know, she'll at least get the second opinion.
Okay, and how can we actually make an appointment to see you?
My office number is 770-953-2600 or online at atlii.com.
atlii.com?
Yes.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Warren. I appreciate your call. We got more on the other side. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.